We can clean up a river that's polluted down here, but if it's still polluted up here with thoughts and being like, I'm never going to succeed, that's what we're going to create over and over again. So the highest leverage, the most power we have, is to affect who we are being, which will change the way we think, the way we speak, what we do, and the results we get.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is the Limitless Living Show with Chuck Anderson. This is the show where we talk about stories of personal transformation and overcoming limitations so you can live a happier, more fulfilled life now. And our guests are not only people who have lived their own story of transformation, but they're usually people who have that are engaged in work and helping other people to facilitate their story of transformation and overcoming limitations in their life. And today's guest is absolutely no exception, and is someone that I've come to appreciate, and I know that that you're going to love here as well. I have Daniel Aaron here with me today. He's a vibrant life coach, inspirational author, and transformational entertainer. He hosts the Art of the Vibrant Living Show and is the founder of Your Masterpiece Life Training. And as you're going to hear today, a whole lot of other things that he has going on and some great wisdom to share. So first of all, Daniel, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, and I'm glad that you're here.
Well, thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Let's dive in, shall we? And as I said, you know, this is all about stories of personal transformation, and I know that you've had yours. So my first question very simply is, Daniel, what's your story?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I was born, we'll go way back, in in Maine. I am a full-blooded maniac, and I was born into a lower middle-class family. When I was about 4 years old, first big incident that I'm aware of, which is I was standing in my family's front yard, back in the house. They were doing what they did, my parents, my siblings. They were yelling and screaming and throwing stuff. That's why I like to be in the front yard. And I looked across the street and I saw just a couple of the neighbors just going through the motions. And I had this like frozen moment of, there must be more to life than this. Which I promptly forgot about, because surviving childhood was a full-time job for me. I was fat, shy, depressed. I made it, though. I got all the way through, and, you know, life was, yeah, okay. Everything changed for me, though, in my mid-20s, when I had an experience. How do I say it? At the time, I could not have used the word God. However, now I can look back and say, God grabbed me by the hair, lifted my head up, and said, dude, there's more to the world than you've been seeing. And it was amazing and awesome and beautiful. And I tasted oneness and human potential. It was blissful. And it was also horrible, because I didn't understand what was going on. I didn't know how to speak about it. I didn't know how to live what I'd tasted. And my old life was blown up in an instant. So when my feet came back down to the ground, I realized, I got to figure this out. Like, and I didn't have these words either, but how to be spirit in human form. And so very quickly after that, I got obsessed with personal and spiritual development. I moved to this place called Omega Institute on the East Coast of the US and Holistic Learning Center. And then for the next 10 years, all I did was go from center to training course, to certification program, to healing modality, this, to ashram, to guru, to university, whatever I thought would give me the next key. And in that process, it became really natural to start coaching and teaching others, because I was learning stuff that was that was really useful and valuable. So that was kind of what launched me on the path. I could say more, but that was already about 12 mouthfuls, so I'll stop there.
And I like how you summarize. I mean, we're talking decades here, spanning that story. What was the turning point for you where you decided to go on the spiritual path? Like, was there any decision that you had made or sort of the aha moment? I mean, you mentioned that God grabbed you by the hair and all of that. And, you know, I'm sure that's related to the turning point. But, you know, was it a decision you had made or an event that happened? I mean, what was it that kind of sent you down this new path?
Yeah, thank you. I've had several of these kind of big life-changing moments, and they've all been, in a sense, no decision required. Either the direction was just made very obvious to me, or my intuition was instantly clear. In the case of what we're talking about now, in my mid-20s, I sometimes refer to it as the divine 2x4 upside the head. It was not subtle. Right. And prior to that, I went from agnostic, maybe like, I don't really believe in anything, but I'm not going to say no, just in case, and I went straight past believing all the way into knowing for sure there is a higher power. And it was so experientially clear that I didn't feel like I had any choice, like really like my old way of being and seeing was gone. So it was just became imperative, like, okay, it's time that we learn a whole different way of being in the world.
Now I have a turning point in my story as well. And where I did have more spiritual experiences in my life, it's really embraced personal development. I did not do it in the same way that you did. So what was the decision for you to go and study where you studied and live where you lived in order to really embrace what you were being, was it called to do or, you know, kind of guided to do?
Yeah, thank you. I love that. And dig in a little bit deeper. So, okay, let's zoom in a little bit. I had this big awakening. It was followed by quite a crash where I got depressed, like, because before I moved into the next stage, I was like, I don't know what to do. And I, you know, I can't do what I used to do. And I was just got seriously depressed in that process. It's funny the way things work out sometimes. I wouldn't have planned it this way, but when I was in this depression, I happened to meet this wonderful, kind, beautiful young woman who was also depressed. So we were perfect for each other. Right. So we bonded in our depression and, you know, and it was actually, there was something sweet about it where we were able to just give each other a little bit of love. And, you know, we were together, I don't know, a few months, and then it was coming to an end. And she said, hey, you know, I'm going to go to this place called Omega. And I was like, what's that? She's like, and then she described it's a holistic learning center and they have all these courses and you can go and you can be on the, you know, the staff of it. And as soon as she said it, I was like, well, I hope it doesn't bother her if I go there too. And so I ended up going too, but it was really just, I heard her say it and I was like, I had no idea there were things like that. It just, and as soon as she said it though, it was like, ding, 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 ding. All right. That's what's up. That's where we're going.
Wow. And it's almost like, her, and maybe I'm going too deep in this, but it's almost like her purpose in your life was to kind of like help guide you in a way towards that discovery.
Yeah. And well, you know, and isn't it like that so often in life where something shows up and I don't know if I'll just speak for me. Sometimes I think, okay, this person or this opportunity or this job or whatever it is, I think it's because of this. And then it doesn't work out the way I think. However, it led to something else that is, you know, life important, life changing. So yeah, absolutely. That's a big part of what it was with her and I.
You know, and I think that's sort of how the higher power of the universe kind of works is that people and circumstances are created around us to help push us in or guide us towards a certain path. I believe usually something that I've asked for, and unless you're really specific on how you want that to play out, the universe will guide you towards that in whatever way. It's like, okay, here you go. And so it might not be in the way that you really wanted to or wish that it had happened. But what would you say to, so obviously that, thank you for telling your story, because I think it's amazing and I love the work that you do. What would you say to the people listening in right now who are on their own journey, they're on their own path? Some of them might be feeling depressed. Some of them might be going through relationship issues. Some of them might feel, you know, fat and ugly and bullied. I was bullied quite severely when I was a young guy, and that was part of my journey. What do you say to those people that are on that journey? To, you know, what is the next step for them? Like, is there something they can do or something that they can look at in terms of, you know, you're here, but you don't have to be here. Your life can be better. I mean, what are your takeaways from this that would help others in their journey?
Yeah, thank you. Beautiful. I've been playing this game with this obsession has continued now for 30 years. And I've been obsessed with just that question, like, how can we help most? And what it's boiled down to for me, like the most essential important thing is getting conscious about creating who we are. And that might sound like weird language, so I'll see if I can make it a little simpler, right? We all have within us a concept of who we are. I refer to it as being. Like, you, Chuck, are being somebody right now. You're being a certain way. We're human beings, we're always being, right? And we can ask and say, who am I being? Right. And, you know, right now you're being a broadcaster, you're being generous, you're being curious, you're being loving. Right. And when we become curious about who we're being, observe who we're being, that can lead us to the superpower of being human, which is that we can change who we are being. We actually get to define who we choose to be. Right. And everybody, in some way, like if you had some magical power and you could, you know, cut somebody open and look inside, you could find a document in there that says, this is who I am. Now, not literally, but we know this because people say things all the time like, I am lucky, I am tall, I am weak, I am broken, I am rich, I am poor, right? And these are identity statements or being statements. And so the incredible superpower that we all have is to consciously create ourselves, to take what is a default or unconscious document, a list of our I am statements, and create it consciously. It's an amazing process. And there's, of course, a little more complexity to it. Though the takeaway, the biggest gift I would love everybody to get is whatever has been your life and whatever is your life right now does not define who you can be, right? Because we literally have the capability to create ourselves and therefore our life into anything we want.
You know, that is so timely for you to say that. I've had my own experience with I ams. And didn't even realize the power of it until it was pointed out to me. Mm. And I think it was just yesterday I was listening to a podcast where somebody said that all the results that you're experiencing in your life right now is of a direct correlation or direct proportion to who you are being, right? And that if you want more, if you want a different result, then who do I need to be such that I'm the person who has that?
Yep.
Versus I don't have that, I'm in lack, and you know, these things never come to me, it seems to be all out there. And then that in a way that kind of keeps us stuck where we're at, and that thing never really does have a chance to come to us. Anything to add or react to that?
100% agree with that. It's the highest leverage, because here's a quick diagram I can give you on the way I work with myself, with clients, with reality. Is everybody wants results, right? You know, we want, I don't know, more clients, a new car, a new home, a better relationship. We want results in the 3D tangible world. Well, what is it that always precedes results? Inevitably, always action, right? There's got to be some action before we get the results. So then if we say, okay, well, what precedes action? Well, that's our thinking and our language, right? What we think, what we say determines how we act, what we do or don't do, and the effectiveness of our action. So then if we go, okay, let's go one step further, what determines our thought and our words? Well, that's who we are being, right? So this is like the source of the river. I call this the river of causality. And we tend to think, I want something different over here. And we look here. Really, though, we're better off to go to the source, the spring, right? We can clean up a river that's polluted down here, but if it's still polluted up here with thoughts and being like, I'm never going to succeed, that's what we're going to create over and over again. So the highest leverage, the most power we have, is to affect who we are being, which will change the way we think, the way we speak, what we do, and the results we get.
Amazing. And it also suggests that if we want to change the results that we're having, it's not about going and getting that thing, and it's about changing who we are being. It's I am confident, or I am broke, right? I am wealthy. I am lucky. I remember attending a very early in my personal growth journey, attending a workshop, and they did a door prize, and I won the door prize. And then a few months later, I attended another one, and I won that door prize. And then I said, oh, I always win. And then the next time I went to one, I won again. People thought I was cheating. But it's kind of like that. It's like, I always win, and therefore I won. And it was actually, I was telling somebody that story. I went about 2 years ago, I went to a Facebook conference, and they did a door prize. It had been years since I had experienced this, but I was telling them this. I'm like, oh yeah, like I'm really lucky with these door prizes. And I won that one too. I wish I could say that about the lottery or something like that. I mean, it would all be nice. But I mean, part of my journey is, you know, to, I think if you handed it, you know, me a gazillion dollars, I don't think I would do as much of it as if I earned it. So I think that is also part of my journey. But anyways, I just thought of that, and I'm like, yeah, that's, you know, and I was resonating with, I always win these things. So I know that you do a lot of this really deep work with people. Two things. So one, can you sort of describe, you know, kind of who you work with, and what, you know, what are you hearing from them in terms of what's going on in their life now? And then what are you sort of helping them to create alternatively in their life?
Cool. Thank you. Yes, I work with people. And I work with people who are hungry for more and who are committed and courageous, because honestly, to change one's being, even though it's simple in concept, it takes some courage. It takes some commitment, right? It means going into the unknown. I also work with people that are eager to add more good to the world, to make a positive difference in the world, right? I do it through private coaching, small group coaching. I think of myself as a partner in creating, right? When I am with people, we have conversations, and in those conversations, we create. And what we create depends a lot on what their challenges are, what their dreams are. You know, a lot of times people come because they're like, hey, I want to make more money. I want more clients, or I want to shift my business, or I want to, lose 100 pounds, or I want to save my marriage. And that's cool. Those are all great things. And we can do all those things. And even better, though, is that expression, all boats rise at high tide, right? When we focus who we are being into a specific goal, we get the goal. We also change our creative abilities, which lasts a lifetime.
I love that. And so if somebody wanted to learn more, or even have having a conversation with you, or whatever the next step is, if someone wanted to learn more about, because we've really only scratched the surface here, but hopefully we piqued some interest. What would be the next steps in terms of connecting with you? I know you've got some events that you do and some freebies on your website. What would be the best thing for somebody listening in to connect with you?
Yeah, very simple. Send me an email, daniel@danielaron.com, and that's aaron.com. And part of the way I work my service in the world and the way I work my business is I spend a little bit of time with a lot of people, no financial investment to them for that, and we create miracles together for them. A few of those people and I together, we say, hey, let's do more. And we go into a deeper, more committed relationship. So that's possible, but not necessary. So simple as that. Send me an email and let's schedule time to connect.
That sounds wonderful. Well, if you're watching this on video, I've got all of Daniel's information there right beneath this video on podcast. It's right there in the podcast player that you're listening to. And Daniel, I mean, I could listen to you all day long because this is, I just love your journey. And, I have not gone to a learning facility like you have and really done that deep dive. My personal growth journey was different, but it was, I like some of the similarities and that takeaway of, who are we being, and, the power of I am in terms of the results, I think are really great takeaways for me. Now, while I have you here and before we run out of time, I want to ask you this, and I asked this of all my guests, and it started off as a social experiment, thinking I was going to get all of the as a question I'd ask, and I thought I was going to get the same answer, but now it's a social experiment because now I get all sorts of different answers. So much of my journey has been learning from books. I've read some amazing books by some amazing people that have, contributed to my transformation. And if you were to recommend just one as a next must read book for somebody who's listening in right now, what book would you recommend?
Okay. I love books. I'm obsessed with books and learning and reading. And I'm going to cheat, Chuck. I'm cheating. I'm saying two. This book, which I wrote, called The Art of Spiritual Leadership, 40 Laws to Transform Your Life and the World. That has a lot of, to me, the most important things about how to create a vibrant, thriving life. And I'll go way back to an amazing experience I had my freshman year of college at Podunk Town University in Farmville, Virginia, where I happened to have this rare opportunity to study with the son of Norman Vincent Peale. Norman Vincent Peale, famous for writing a book called The Power of Positive Thinking.
Yeah.
However, his son, my professor, Dr. John S. Peale, at the end of our time together, he pulled me aside. I was under his wing. He said, you might want to read, not my father's famous book, that one too, but read his autobiography. And I didn't know anything about positive thinking, new age, psychology, nothing at that point. However, his autobiography, Norman Vincent Peale's autobiography, landed for me because a lot of people don't know this. Norman Vincent Peale was incredibly shy, like crippled by his shyness, which is exactly where I was at that point in my life. It was hard for me to talk to anybody. And I read his book and I saw how he overcame shyness because he knew he had a mission in the world. And when I read that book, it stirred my heart to the point that it changed everything for me.
Amazing. I have not heard that before. I mean, the power of positive thinking, I've definitely read. I have not heard this before. This is why I love this question. And I knew I was going to get a great answer from you just with everything that you've studied and everything that you know. So two great recommendations there. First of all, beneath the video, if you're watching on video, I've got the links to Daniel's book and to the autobiography of Norman Vincent Peale is down there as well. And I'll just throw in the power of positive thinking because I think that everyone should read that if you haven't already as well. So I'm going to put all those links there in the show notes. If you're listening to some podcast, just go into the player. It's all right there, as well as Daniel's contact information. Do please reach out to Daniel and I sincerely hope that that helps you on your journey and of transformation as well. So, Daniel, thank you so much. As we wrap up this episode, if you had one final message, words of wisdom or piece of advice for our audience, what would you leave them with here today?
I'll go with quoting Goethe, who said, "Whatever you can do or believe you can, begin it now. Genius has boldness, magic, and power in it. Begin it now." So, in my words, whatever you want, whatever it means for you to have a vibrant, thriving life, insist upon it. Nothing else will do. You can get there.
Those are beautiful words to end this episode by. And I'm gonna add to that and say, look, if there's something that you were inspired by in listening to Daniel and I talk today, do it now. What is one step that you could take today towards that life that you want, towards that transformation, towards overcoming that obstacle or that limitation that's seemed to be there and take a new step today. And maybe it's to read one of the books we talked about. Maybe it's to reach out to Daniel and have a conversation. Maybe it's something else that you've been putting off for a while. You know what it is. And if you ask the question, you're going to receive the answer. Take that first step. The next step will be revealed. You don't need to see the whole journey, just the next step. Take one step towards it and do it now. And your life will change now. Daniel, thank you so much. It's been an honor and a privilege to have you on my show. To our guests, thank you here as well. This has been the Limitless Living Show, and I hope that this has been inspirational for you. And go out there and live your own story of transformation and overcoming limitations. And once you do, turn around and help others with their journey as well. Thank you. We'll see you on the next one. Take care, everybody.